This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It is the 1st of June. Goodness. 1st of June. That's amazing. So I just want to make sure that, in fact, we don't connect and we don't start playing a podcast. I really like having this little Android head unit in my car because it's dialed up to where normally when I start my car, it just automatically starts up, gets connected, turns on the podcast. So I can listen to like Jordan Peterson's podcasts and it's just there and we're going and it's good. And the T-Mobile data card is going good. I obviously ran out of mobile data very quickly because I only had a gig. So I'm probably going to bounce that up to 3.5 gig, which is $15 a month, which is fine. Because there are times when I want to get away from Android Auto and, you know, get over to Daily Wire or something like that and listen. It would be lovely if Daily Wire actually played through Android Auto, but you have to do like some special voodoo to make that happen. And I would prefer not to do special voodoo by going out and running non-approved installers for things. So, yeah. It's been a good week. We have, this week, I did finish up May. We aren't closed yet for cash receipts, and we expect next week to get closed for my major missions client. At this point, we have no reason to suspect that there's going to be any problems. So that's all going fine, going well. We did wrap out the entire month doing testing. Doing testing on this big database server that we were moving. So yeah, that was a month. And that's what we did all month. As it turns out, we're turning right back around into some credit card stuff. The credit card processor that we used is saying you've got to be updated to these special ciphers by such and such a time, and the servers that we're running on don't support that, so those servers have to be updated. And that push is all happening at the same time. And then as soon as we get all that stuff down and we get stable, then we're turning around and moving the major database server. Oh, dear Jesus. But one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. God is good. He'll help us. Writing is going fine. These are the last few days for the first sprint of book 19, which that all seems to be going fine. I think I just started chapter 17, I think. So I'm right where I need to be. I'm going to try to get to 90,000 words because the second sprint on the odd-numbered books is a little shorter. It's not 8 weeks, it's 6 weeks because of the way the schedule runs. So if I can get to 90,000 words before I wrap this up, then when I get on the other side of the production version of book 18, you know, then we'll be ready to go on that side. So, and the book is developing fine. I like where it's going. I like what's happening. It's fun. There's always unexpected things. I mean, I sort of know, you know, where we're going. I always kind of have enough to get started. And then once I get into it, it's like, oh, yeah. And oh, and that's what's going on. This whole process is absolutely fascinating. Because I have described it in the past, will describe it in the future, as like being dropped into the middle of the forest at night with a flashlight that doesn't work very well. It's very dim. And there's a fog. And I'm standing on something that looks like a path, but I have no idea where it goes, and I just have to kind of feel around to get myself out of the forest. And it's all done one step at a time, you know, one sentence at a time, one paragraph, one chapter, one page, etc., etc., etc. And then after that's all done, you look back on it and go, well, hey, look at that. Still don't know what the epilogue is. Still don't know how I'm going to weave in the parable. Still don't know what the nursery rhyme is. But it'll all come. It'll be fine. God's been with me through 18 books. I fully expect that he's going to help me finish out these last six. And I'm halfway, over halfway through book number 19, which means after I get that one roughed in, I only have five more. And it's an amazing thing to be sitting at this point. It's just crazy. Costumes are going well. I have, I'm working through the costume, the latest costume. I think I've talked about it. Nude Day. My nudie costume. My nudie suit I'm building. So I got my hat done. Well, I've got the boots done. I have the hat done. I have one more thing to put on them, but it's easy. I'm waiting to put, I have belts that I'm going to put on them with big rhinestone belt buckles. But I have to wait until I get it all done so that I can see how all the belts work together, et cetera, et cetera. The next thing is gloves, but that shouldn't take me that long on the gloves. Although I do have designs and things that I need to make with rhinestone. So maybe a little extra work there. But, you know, step at a time. Step at a time. It'll be fine. So that's all well and good. So this week I was looking for something to chat about, and there were some other things, and in fact, there was another COVID thing, that I almost did the COVID thing, but I thought, you know, you've done a lot of COVID stuff, maybe what you should do is maybe you should go back, do something on AI, because I came across something on AI that's like, oh, well, there you go, which is pretty interesting. So, people looking for ways to make money with the available tools. Apparently, what they're doing now is they're using ChatGPT and these voice fakers to generate AI podcasts. So, apparently, you just decide on a topic. And you just have ChatGPT write the dialogue for you, and then you take it and you put it into one of these voice generators, and then you just put that up as a podcast, edit it together. So it's not like you just point, you know, ChatGPT at it and it records the whole podcast for you. You still have to generate the scripts with ChatGPT. And then you go over to another thing to build the voices, and then you edit stuff together, and then you go from there. So, you know, that's pretty interesting. They were saying, I didn't know this, there's like 4 million podcasts out there. And that's why no one will be listening to me. There's, in the past 3 days alone, this article said, nearly 103,000 individual podcast episodes were published online. 4 days, 3 days, 103,000 individual podcast episodes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So people ask me, you know, so do you this? How do you market? I don't do any marketing. I don't do this for the clicks. I just do this because I think it's valuable to kind of know where I was and what's going on. So anyways, you know, they talk in the article about you could spend the rest of your life working through the existing true crime catalog on Apple Podcasts or sports chat shows on Spotify and end up dying of old age in 2070 while Michael Barbadaro reads an ad for MailChimp to your corpse. So there you go. Anyways, so you've got a situation where, of course, you've got entrepreneurs who are looking. How do they get ahead of this? How do they do this more cheaply? So there's a wave of startups now 11 Labs, Wondercraft AI, and Podcastle that have introduced easy-to-use tools to generate AI voices in minutes. So as if on cue, AI podcasts are here, whether anyone asks for them or not. Now, the big example, which was really kind of the first one, which was an interesting idea, it's not something I would probably do, but it was a very interesting idea, was called the Joe Rogan AI Experience. I'm getting my mail, one moment. The Joe Rogan AI Experience. So, what this is the entire script for this podcast is written by ChatGPT. And then you take it out of there, and then you go over to somebody like an 11 Labs or Wondercraft, and you tell it what you want to sound like, and you just input the text, and you have it read the text, and then you record it, and then you cut it together with still images of the people it's imitating, and you're off to the races. Now, you can go out to... forgot. I'm supposed to back in now. You can go out to YouTube and just look for Joe Rogan AI Experience. And you can see the episodes that are out there. The first episode actually has 500, when I saw it, it had 515,000 listens. That's a lot of listens. More than I get, I can tell you that for sure. And it's pretty interesting. Now, they say right at the top of it, they just say, okay, this is not Joe Rogan. And the first episode was dealing with Joe Rogan, supposedly, a fake Joe Rogan talking to the fake head of OpenAI, which seemed appropriate. And, you know, you sit there and you listen to this thing, and it sounds like Joe Rogan, and it sounds like the guy that's the head of OpenAI. And, I mean, it's really, it is a novelty, and it's kind of worth listening to for that. It's funny because if you just need something playing in the background, you know, just kind of talking about the day and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's as good as any other podcast. So from that aspect, it's pretty interesting. The second episode is Joe Rogan talking to Donald Trump. You know, and Joe Rogan, shortly after that first episode came out of it, Joe Rogan actually tweeted a link to it, and his quote from that was, "This is going to get very slippery, kids." Where's all that going to go? So the guy who created this created the entries because he wanted to showcase what AI voice tools can do. Although he carefully edits the episode to make them flow for listeners, they can take days or weeks to get right, but he doesn't think the conversations themselves are particularly enthralling, even if they're reasonably accurate imitations. Quote, "Apart from listening to the podcast because of its technological advancement, there's no point," Hugo says. "It's just wasted time." Because when you listen to it, it's interesting because it... conceptually, you could hear them having these conversations. But it's all just kind of pablum. You know, they're just saying things that are completely expected. You know, Dmitry Nikolai, CEO of AI podcasting startup Wondercraft AI, believes that audience could develop a loyalty to AI-generated podcast. His team created Hacker News Recap, which offers daily short summaries of the top stories on the Y Combinator-run forum Hacker News. as a proof of concept to show what its platform can do. It's currently sitting at number 31 on Apple Podcast, which is much better than me, tech chart. Elsewhere, it's performing even better. We're currently number 2 in Latvia for some reason, he said. All this thing is doing is just going to that news feed, picking stuff up, summarizing it, reading it. Nicolau doesn't think that Hacker News Recap AI-generated scripts are superior to those written by humans, or its artificial voices are more melodic. There's nothing special about it, he said. It's the same contact that you'd find on any other tech podcast, he said. It's more the fact that we can be so consistent and publish every morning, no matter what. Ta-da! So there's a whole new world. Yeah. So this is going to be, like, really, really interesting. Because, like Joe Rogan said, you know, this is a slippery thing. Because really soon, really, really soon, on any kind of virtual environment, no matter if it's social media or podcast or whatever, you're not really going to know what you're really listening to. I mean, you're just not. It's going to be indistinguishable. People are going to be indistinguishable from what's real and what's fake. And so I was thinking today about the only way that you can really embrace reality is if you put down your phone and go out and meet people in the real world, one-on-one. Because it doesn't matter what you're conversing with or who you think you're conversing with. Pretty soon, anything that's online, there's always going to be the chance that somebody is imitating something. And this has already started up, but it's especially going to be bad when it comes to people using scare tactics to, like, call up parents and show them pictures of their kids and that their kids pleading for help because they've supposedly been kidnapped when they wouldn't have been kidnapped at all, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All that stuff. All that stuff is going to go on where you're going to trick people into thinking something bad has happened here or there when it really hasn't, and yeah. So, interesting times. Truly, truly interesting times. But God is with us. And me personally, I would just rather go meet someone in public, share a meal with them, encounter them at Walmart, have a conversation, than doing everything online. This is Phil Farrand, and I have made it home.